Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm out here in operations looking at the clock here. It's your 1 o'clock update on Hurricane Florence. Let's take a look at the information that we have. Slowly but surely, the center is moving inland and incredibly slow. In fact, now 6 miles an hour, really located right around this area. But if you notice, that's where we're having some of that intense rainfall and also the wind. But it's not just about the center. Look at these rain bands that move at the same pace as the center of the storm. We start looking over at Morehead City and we see some of these areas repetitive rainfall, and that's where we're seeing some of the high totals, many areas getting over a foot of rain so far, and we're just starting this event. These areas move at the same speed as the center, so repetitive areas getting this rainfall, and that'll start accumulating quite a bit. Also looking at the tornado threat and a lot of these cells making its way on land. So that's another thing that we have to be careful for. It's not only the heavy rain, but also the tornadoes with this event. Really slow mover here. It's been advertised moving slow, and that is the case. Almost stationary this morning and then increasing a little bit of speed, but 6 miles an hour is still not very fast. Not moving very fast inland. Even with time, tomorrow morning still over portions of coastal South Carolina. With time, this is 8 p.m. on Saturday. This is 8 a.m. on Sunday, very slow progression forward. It's not going to be until early next week when we finally get a system come out of the Great Lakes and finally carry Florence out. But in the wake, a lot of impacts with the rainfall and flooding. And I want to show you some of those impacts as we speak. One of them, of course, is the storm surge that we have been talking about. And if you think about it, we had the storms, a lot of storm surges this morning, that salt water inundation that comes in. And 7 to 11 feet, 6 to 9 feet, these values are just a staggering amount of water. And the longer we keep those hurricane force winds, we can push that water inland. Look at this, 7 to 11 feet potentially far inland. And I did want to zoom in to show you that area because that has been of particular concern. In the Pamlico Sound, looking at the Pamlico River, also looking at the Neuse River. These areas normally drain the water out, but what happens is a storm surge pushes the water in and it piles up. And we've seen some of the flooding in New Bern, but look how far inland it goes, because at some point here it just piles up where the channel gets more narrow and the water just piles up. And you can see some of the potential inundation that we have. Also a problem, tides are coming up. So you are seeing some water levels rise on some of your barrier islands. That's going to make it slow to drain that water back out of there, including some of the rainfall that falls that has to drain out these same exact rivers and tributaries. So it takes a long time to get this water out of there. So storm surge is part of the issue, the water levels, but also the rainfall that we've been really promising, and it is coming true. Some of the values we're already seeing over a foot and more, but the longer the hurricane hangs around, the more rainfall we're going to get along the coast and inland in North Carolina and portions of South Carolina, 20 to 30 inches of rain, potentially up to 40 inches of rain because of the slow movement. But not just a coastal issue, 10 to 15 around Charlotte, 15 to 20, even northward into Virginia, Raleigh, 6 to 10 inches, sometimes even greater than that because some of these rain just lasts longer and longer around these bands, and that could pile up with the terrain. And you talk about the hills, the mountains, this could really channel and cause a problem. Flash flooding, definitely a potential issue, not just on the coast, but well inland. So this has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center, right here in operations area, where back behind me, the hurricane specialists continue to keep an eye on Hurricane Florence.